Here's another edition of the BayCare Health Systems podcast series, BayCare Health Chat with Melanie Cole.
When you're in your 20s, medical stuff just seems to be that, medical stuff, and not much of a concern. But there are many reasons you should concern yourself with healthy behaviors while there's time to change any unhealthy ones that may have been left over from your teenage years. This is BayCare Health Chat. I'm Melanie Cole, and joining me today is Dr. Adriana Casanova. She's an internist at BayCare. So glad to have you join us today. As I said in my intro, people in their 20s don't always feel like they need to have annual well visits or that they need to worry about changing those behaviors. Why is it important for them to look toward the future when they're looking at their health?
Right now, because you're in your 20s, it's easier to create a very good base that's going to help you as we get older. So most of the time, you know, we're starting in the workforce, so our priorities do change. We always need to think about how to stay healthy so we can kind of last longer.
Well, I agree with you. And so it's really important. And what do you think are some of the most important things? If you were with somebody in their 20s, what are you telling them? Are you talking about sleep? Are you talking about obesity and exercise, nutrition, vaccinations? What is it that you're telling them?
So actually, just to keep yourself healthy, first of all, sleep is very important. We take sleep for granted, and we usually will carve out time from our sleep just so we can finish up stuff that we need to do. So at least getting yourself 8 hours of sleep is a great thing to do. Next up is making sure you eat healthy. It's so easy to just run through anything and grab the first thing you see or eat on the run and then not have a good nutritional base. Something else, like you mentioned, exercise is going to be very important because one, it does help with strengthening, which we're going to need as we get older, but it helps with endurance. It helps also with brain flow to kind of help you focus, especially when you're doing any type of task. And it does help feed into a healthy sleeping habits.
So while we're talking about all of those things, nutrition, sleep, and exercise, are you screening for things like diabetes at that age? Do you discuss weight? Are you talking about those things with people in their 20s? Because they sometimes feel immortal about that stuff.
Of course you're going to feel immortal. You're young. We do screen for a variety of things. One, it's going to be for sugar, which can lead to diabetes. Of course, cholesterol, like I was telling before, it's very important that we keep our nutrition healthy because now it's the time that we start kind of getting issues with cholesterol and kind of coating our arteries and leading to atherosclerosis later in life. So that's going to be important. Also, we screen for health issues, you know, especially if you got a strong family history of certain illnesses, we start needing to do it right in our 20s.
So another common thing for people in their 20s, you know, when we're young, our skin is just perfect. What about a person in their 20s? Would you like them to visit a dermatologist? Do you discuss sunscreen? Because getting through to them at that point might be more of a matter of vanity than it is a matter of looking toward the future and skin cancer.
Okay. No, well, we're lucky enough that a lot of our products that we use nowadays already have built-in sunscreens, but it is very true. We need to also think about the future in regards to skincare and, of course, keeping hydrated because, let's face it, hydration is also very important for skincare. It really depends on the risk factors when they've been growing up, when in their childhood and their teenage years, to see if they start needing to see a dermatologist in their 20s. Most of the time, we can correct problems, especially if they're kept indoors, with, you know, routine sunscreen use in their 20s and then kind of maybe leave the dermatologist at a later date.
Okay, so another thing that I think we're seeing more is mental health issues, depression, stress. What do you want people in their 20s to know about stress and good stress management and screening for depression and when you feel it's important that they really discuss with their primary care provider these types of things they're experiencing?
Actually, no, it's very important to take mental health seriously, definitely, because we, especially when we're going into that workforce in our early 20s, that's going to be a lot of changing in our life. It's something that, like when I say when take it seriously, if you feel like it's impairing your sleep, it's impairing your everyday routine, it's something that you need to talk to somebody about it, definitely.
That's really important. And we've already mentioned obesity, but we do see an epidemic in this country. What do you want them to know? People in their 20s, as they are coming out of their teenage years, and as you said, starting the workforce, about keeping a healthy BMI, about looking at those healthy foods and getting that exercise. Do you test their BMI at that age? Is there a screening? What would you like them to know about that healthy weight and the importance for so many future diseases?
And actually, it's very important to screen BMI. So usually we start screening BMIs in their teenage years. So they possibly are already aware if they're kind of trending into their overweight or obese state, thanks to, you know, earlier on. But it's very important to eat for your heart, pretty much trying to eat clean, avoid any processed foods or anything like that, and also exercise routinely, which will also help kind of keep and maintain a healthier BMI.
And I don't want to repeat myself too much, but people in their 20s don't always see such an important need for things like eye exams, dental exams. Tell us about those, and when you're counseling patients, what do you tell them about getting their eyes checked or visiting a dentist or, you know, even their OB-GYN, seeing them at this point? What do you tell them about these other providers?
With female patients, they're very aware of going to their gynecologist just because it's kind of pretty much ingrained in our routine when we're going through our teenage years. But it's very important because of the screen time we have now as compared to previous decades, how important we need to keep our eyes healthy. You know, screen time does affect our vision and can create fatigue too. So it's very important that at least they see a provider and get a good eye exam. In regards to getting a good dental exam, I also encourage it because we do know there's a lot of things within our mouth environment that can affect other systems as well, especially heart.
Really, that's a great point because you don't tend to think of that connection, but it's true. And back to the obstetrician and gynecologist for just a minute, Dr. Casanova. So what about HPV? Are kids in their 20s getting tested for this? Are they the age that already got Gardasil and got this vaccination? And how is that all tied together with testing for HPV and good sexual advice about sexual safety and protecting themselves?
Definitely, you always have to practice safe sex because unfortunately, you can only trust yourself in that situation. You can't trust your partner because they might not even know what they have. We start vaccinating when they're way much younger. So most of our teenagers going into their 20s, chances are they're going to be vaccinated. Usually we would give Gardasil or, you know, the other vaccine when you up to you hit your 26, but they FDA did change it. And now we're seeing another nice big, you know, flow of people getting their vaccine in their 40s.
So true. So give us your best advice for staying healthy in our 20s and beyond, and what you tell people in their 20s about some of the most important best tips that you can give them to stay healthy.
Best tips would be make sure you get enough sleep, eat healthy, so avoid processed foods, keep hydrated, and alcohol in moderation.
Well, that's really good advice. Dr. Casanova, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise. That concludes this episode of BayCare Health Chat. Please visit our website at baycare.org for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other BayCare podcasts. For more health tips and updates, follow us on your social channels. I'm Melanie Cole.